Hello and welcome to the HMEB podcast. I'm your host, David Cuff, the executive editor of HME Business, your source for news, trends, and insights into the home medical equipment industry. Consumer financing is becoming commonplace in post-acute care, and that includes the HME industry. In fact, with retail sales playing such a key part of provider revenues, it is downright essential. That said, there are still providers who are unclear on consumer financing for HME, and particularly the specialty healthcare financing options available to them. What do providers need to know in order to support healthcare credit cards and reap the benefits? Here to talk about the issue are Randy Baldwin, Vice President of Specialty Industries Marketing for Healthcare Credit Card Business Care Credit, and Claude Royster, Vice President and General Manager of Specialty Sales for Care Credit. Guys, how you doing?
Doing great, David.
Doing pretty good, Dave.
All right. Well, let's start in with a basic value proposition. Guys, why, from your point of view, is consumer credit important when it comes to home medical equipment?
Sure, Dave. When you think about the health and wellness and medical space, many of these products are pretty expensive, and many folks are trying to maintain a quality of life. So our Care Credit product ultimately allows customers to be able to satisfy their needs and make a purchase and pay over time, which is the value through promotional financing. It also allows them to preserve their discretionary income as well as their general purpose cards for other household needs. And it also allows them to compartmentalize their spend so they can see exactly how much they're spending on healthcare needs and be able to manage their budgets accordingly.
Well, let's look at overarching trends. Are there any HME market trends that are making credit all the more important for HME providers? I imagine that, for instance, you know, the care tailing model of pairing a retail item or items with funded items might be one of those trends. Are there others?
Sure. Yes, there's a couple trends, particularly coming out of COVID, that we are paying particular attention to. One is e-prescriptions. That is something that is a new product in the space that all HMEs are looking at, and you know, having that be a viable option. There's a pretty extensive process when it comes to financing or filling out the documentation, the claims, and the billing related to e-prescriptions. And there are now software providers that are starting to enter into this marketplace that are helping support providers in offering e-prescriptions. So that is something that Care Credit is particularly looking at and interested in, and seeing how we can partner with them as clients and patients try to identify payment options. We may be able to introduce the Care Credit financing as a viable option for the patients and the consumers.
Got it. Yeah, and e-prescriptions, boy, that's something right there that's a huge trend, like you said, in the wake of COVID-19. Well, let's transition a little bit and you know, kind of talk about the history of credit in healthcare. Can you give me a brief thumbnail history of how Care Credit broke into healthcare in general? Because this to me is just fascinating.
You know, Dave, I'll take that one. Care Credit really started around about 34 years ago, and we weren't called Care Credit at that time, if you can imagine, but there was a need of the founder that he had. He was in the dental space and found that there's a lot of, for implants, there's a lot of out-of-pocket or very little insurance coverage, right? And so he actually had a bright idea of how can you help patients finance their implants. So we actually started in the dental space. We quickly evolved to other type of healthcare specialties that have a lot of out-of-pocket costs for patients and or perhaps their elective type procedures. So we went into the veterinarian space. Believe it or not, there's a lot of opportunities for their pets, pet owners to actually use Care Credit. In some instances, it may be because of an emergency, but in just regular routine care for pets is very important. And then from there, we evolved into the cosmetic spaces, cosmetic surgery, dermatology, ophthalmology, in especially in regards to LASIK, when people wanted to really get LASIK to get rid of glasses and contact lenses. We then evolved into optometry, hearing healthcare as well. And then now we've actually moved into other adjacencies in the industries for which healthcare products, services, or procedures are really being sought after by the patients or consumers alike.
Got it. And yeah, and it sounds like this, you know, listening to that, it sounds like a lot of the things you were describing about these different verticals, I was going, yeah, that sounds like HME. Yeah, that sounds like HME too. So how,
exactly.
How did Care Credit break into the HME, you know, / DME market specifically? What made that happen?
Yeah, I'll start a little bit. I'm sure Claude doesn't mind adding to this too. Again, as we branched out, we became Synchrony. We IPO'd about 6 years ago from GE Capital. So we have a long history of consumer financing through our parent company. But we decided to branch off and figure out where else is there a need for a healthcare credit card. And reality is in the HME and DME space, you could kind of say it's retail. I call it healthcare retail, right? Whereas Claude had explained a little earlier that there's a lot of these products and services that are needed that can be expensive. And it's not really about affordability for patients. It's a really getting them to understand that they can say yes to not just the products that the doctors may have prescribed for them to get or that they need, but reality, some of the features that they would like to also have in a product. And the HME space is just prime for that. And Care Credit allows that person to get not only what they need, but also what they want, and be able to get the multiple things that they may need for their particular situation. I don't know, Claude, you want to add anything else to that?
I think well said, Randy. And we take a very disciplined approach to the markets that we want to support and serve. Obviously, we want to make sure that our product is going to create the type of demand that is good for both our providers, our clients, as well as a good experience for the cardholders. So this is a natural space for us to enter into because, you know, many of these purchases are big ticket. So being able to offer the ability and affordability for customers to pay over time essentially allows us to be very effective in this space and be able to support the needs of our providers and clients.
So in listening to you guys, you mentioned a couple times needs and wants. That's a real interesting one in the HME industry because that comes into play a lot. You might have somebody who gets prescribed a particular type of, say, portable oxygen equipment, but there's a better model that they like, and they have the wherewithal to cover it. Or it could be that maybe they're a sleep patient and they've got a CPAP prescribed to them, but then they also want to travel CPAP because they go on lots of trips. And so they're, you know, again, they can afford it and they want to get it. But, you know, financing makes a lot of sense. Is that something that you're hearing from the HME providers that work with you as well? Is it helping, you know, patients get a little free to pursue the things that they want as opposed to the things that they might be given?
Yeah, I mean, in my experience, that's what I've heard from some of the providers that are out in the HME space, right? In the fact that those are perfect examples. I also think of perhaps an individual or a patient or a client needs a wheelchair. They would like to have a mobile wheelchair, right? Or mobile scooter to help them in their needs, right? So, and they look at that and say, I need a wheelchair, but I like the scooter. It is a little bit more expensive, but with financing, you might be able to afford it on a monthly basis, right? And so I get what I need, but I also get what I want. In reality, Dave, that really works in a lot of the industries that we're in, right? For example, in optometry, you need to have a pair of glasses. You want the designer frames to go along with those lenses, and you may want a second pair. So if I can then work it out that I can use a healthcare credit card and pay over time at no interest, as long as I pay it off in full, I can get both of them. And so some people may say, well, aren't you trying to get people to get more than what they need? No, not really. It's really about satisfying both the needs as well as their wants and being able to say yes to the full recommendations from the doctor and physicians. And in this case, HME, retailers or dealers that are or providers that are also speaking with those patients.
Yeah, that's it. Boy, you said glasses and being a glasses wearer. I was like, I completely feel what you're saying because my intent when I go to the optometrist versus what happens are two right. different things. I walk in there thrifty and walk out with all the bells and whistles.
Right, right.
So, okay. Well, all right. So now, question, since we're kind of talking about history, and that is that, you know, there were a lot of attempts by various consumer credit companies to break into healthcare credit. But so far, CareCredit has been the only one to stick it out. And I'm kind of curious, why is that? What made you guys different? What made the service that you were offering different?
Yeah, again, there's several reasons. But I tell you, really, is when CareCredit decides to go into a particular healthcare industry or segment, there's a lot of factors that we actually evaluate, right? A lot of individuals will determine what are the reasons why we should go in there. Sure, it may be very lucrative as far as dollars are concerned. However, if an industry, there seems to, a procedure, a product or service, there seems to be a prone towards negative effects on the patient, we won't go into that particular industry. And so on and so forth. So we really pride ourselves. We mission ourselves to make sure that when we enter into a particular industry, that we're there for the long term, right? As long as we're there to help providers help their patients, and that there is no adverse issues for patients or providers, then CareCredit, we tend to stay within the industry. In fact, I don't know of any industries for which we had entered and we decided to get out of, unless that was the case where there's an adverse particular issue of that procedure and such. And at that point, we will then exit, because our goal is not to just provide financing. Our goal is to help consumers and patients move forward. We want someone's patient or consumer, when they become a CareCredit cardholder, we nourish those cardholders. They're very precious to us. We want to make sure that they're satisfied and happy, because they'll use their card over and over again. And that's the goal. They may open it up in the dentist space, but also have a need in the HME space. And we want those cardholders to be able to be comfortable about using the card in any of the industries for which we are enter into. So we have a very rigorous program to make sure that the industries we do enter will not be any negative effects to providers, industry, or consumers alike.
And hey, David, if you don't mind, I'd like to add on to what Randy just stated in that. You know, this is an interesting business in the sense that it is very heavily regulated. And what I mean by that is you have this intersection between healthcare systems and hospitals where they are regulated, you know, following HIPAA and making sure that patient information is protected. And then you also have us being a bank, a financial institution, we are regulated by the CFPB and the OCC. So you have this crossroad where there's a lot of regulatory reviews and oversight in our business just to ensure that we are protecting the integrity of the customers, the clients, et cetera, as well as the bank's interest. And a lot of competitors that have come into this space have chosen to exit out of it because of the amount of rigors that are required to really succeed in this space. And I think that's how we've been able to differentiate ourselves. Not only are we've got the history, we have the data, we also have the controllership to really manage through the tough times. Because we have the right disciplines in place to go into other industries and markets and be successful in those, because we have the right controllership in place.
So working with HME providers to implement your credit card services, what are some of the key reasons that they've been telling you that they sought out your services? You know, what's been compelling them to implement credit?
When you think about the advantages of a provider joining the Care Credit Network, there's several reasons. The first reason is the value of credit. We offer customers a substantial line of credit that would allow them to not only purchase the wants, but also the needs. And it also allows them to upgrade into products that may better suit them. For example, instead of a wheelchair, they may go into a mobile assisted chair that may allow them better quality of life and be able to move around more freely. So that's number one. Number two is we're in a society now where the insurance costs are increasing substantially. So that means higher deductibles, more out-of-pocket costs for patients and customers. Care Credit can serve as that bridge to be able to allow customers the ability to afford purchasing of medical equipment. And then lastly, we have a huge network of cardholders. In fact, we have over 11 million cardholders that can go into any of our Care Credit Network providers and use that card. So when you think about expanded utility, these 11 million customers, if they have a need for any type of HME type product, can go into any of our approved providers and use that card and promote and finance the purchases that they need or want.
Got it. And what about non-purchase types of transactions? Can the card be used to cover things like copays?
Sure.
Yeah, you know, it's a very interesting question. We actually moved into that space or started concentrating into that areas of healthcare. Claude, a few years back, 3 to 4 years back. To what Claude said earlier, that a lot of the insurance type premiums and policies actually require people to have higher deductibles, right? Either higher deductibles or co-pays. And so Care Credit is right there for that as well, right? So whether you have a high deductible that you have not met yet, and before you actually insurance kicks in to help defray some of the costs, you can use your Care Credit card to put that co-pay or that deductible on the Care Credit card. And then you can also use your remaining credit to purchase any products or services or procedures that a person went in to have done with the Care Credit card as well. So it works for both an insurance procedure where insurance doesn't cover everything, or if it is a self-pay elective type procedure in or product.
What about larger items? And you kind of touched on this a bit, talking about power mobility devices. And it can get even bigger, like, say, home access equipment, like a vertical
yes.
platform lift or, you know, a stair lift or something like that. You know, the upgrades and the devices can get pricey. And some of them, especially in like the home access scenario, bath safety scenario, these are items that are retail only. There is no funding for them. Can Care Credit or, you know, consumer credit be used in those types of applications, those bigger ticket items as well?
It's an interesting question. Most of the medically related products, mobile assist products or oxygen related products can be financed. As we mentioned earlier, we do take a very diligent and methodical approach to certain products. Now, as far as the home access devices, that's an interesting concept. But right now, we don't finance that. But that's not to say that we wouldn't evaluate it. We just haven't seen that type of demand requiring Care Credit services. But we would certainly be open to looking at that if there's a market and we can make that work profitably for both us and the partners.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I'd like to add a little bit to that as well. in other industries, in other healthcare industries, where procedures, let's take the cosmetic surgical procedures, right, when someone may want breast augmentation or some other body works, is what I call, and quite often there are a lot more money, right, than $5,000, $10,000. And based upon our algorithms and so on and so forth and credit worthiness, there's times where we have actually granted higher lines of credit for those individuals that qualify. So that's not unusual. But to what Claude has said, there's some aspects that we haven't gone into from a credit perspective as of yet, but it doesn't mean that it won't be. So if there is instances where a product or service or procedure is in the higher ticket price, there's opportunity, and quite often we would probably approve, if not all of it, at least a great portion of that.
Got it. And in a lot of respects, this sounds like kind of the typical underwriting process that any financing company of any type would go through.
In a little bit, yeah, that's correct. We certainly have our own formula as well, right? Besides FICO scores and other things, but we have our own formula that helps to determine the how much we would actually fund for a consumer.
Okay, well, let's dial back from being super narrow on the home access and those sorts of things, and let's get a little wide here and just talk about, in general, how do patients get the card? Can you give some description of the basic terms for care credit accounts for the end user? How do they qualify? How do they sign up? Those sorts of things.
Sure. So we have, I would call, our program is omni-channel, which basically means that we have different channels and ways for consumers to apply for and get approved for financing. You could start, if it is a brick and mortar per se, customers can go into a location and they can, fill out a paper-based application, and the salesperson or the provider, if you will basically process the application on behalf of the customer. They submit the application electronically over to CareCredit. We do the underwriting within seconds, and we will render a decision whether they're approved or denied. They also have the ability to, if they are approved, they have the ability to use that card the same day as they are approved. So that's one methodology. The other is really more around some of the technology and the digital capabilities that we have. And we allow customers to apply via their own personal devices, whether they have a mobile phone, if they have a tablet, they have a computer. We also have what we call QR codes within providers. So If a customer would like quicker access to the application, they can basically lock on to that QR code, and it's going to populate onto their application, and then onto their mobile device, and they can complete the application that way. If customers are looking to be more discreet and they want to better understand whether they're going to qualify or not in the comforts of their own home, they can certainly use a computer or a device. We have multiple ways for customers to access, get access to credit, and also locate providers of their choice that are part of our network.
Yeah, and I just want to add a little bit to what Claude has brought out, and it's really about technology. And so all the methods that he has actually outlay is exactly what we do. But one of the trends you mentioned earlier, what are some of the trends? But some of the trends that we see in not just in this industry, but in all of healthcare, is having either frictionless consumer experiences, right, or patient experiences. And part of the application process is that to have a touchless application process or a contactless application process. And Claude really did bring it out, is we have tools and methods that makes that application process extremely easy for both the provider and for the patient, right? We want the provider to introduce the concept of what CareCredit is all about, and then they can very simply have the person use their own device, as Claude has brought out, or if they have a patient-facing device like a tablet or such, quickly go ahead and apply for CareCredit, and literally within seconds, they know the disposition. And to, like Claude said, they can immediately start using that credit right then and there for the programs that are being offered through those providers.
Well, let's flip over to the provider side of the equation. What does an HME provider need to do to get on board with CareCredit and support CareCredit transactions?
Sure. So once a provider is enrolled, they will send in their documentation to enroll into the CareCredit network. Once they're approved, we will send them information to get started. But you know, prior to getting started on the CareCredit program, they have to go through a very simple training that will help to explain to them how to process an application, how to process a transaction compliantly, the information that needs to be given to the consumer, et cetera. Once they're able to successfully get through that, they are ready to start conducting transactions or applications with CareCredit. And we have a couple of different ways, again, for the providers to be able to access our channels. We have what is known as Provider Center, which is basically an internet-based application portal. So they have the ability to process an application or complete a transaction through an internet portal that links directly into CareCredit. The other way is if they are larger providers that want to integrate with CareCredit, we do have integrated solutions where we could have an interface between our hosted site and their hosted site where they're handshaking and they're talking back and forth. So there would be more of an integrated solution. That's really more for our larger clients. But for the most part in the HME space, it's going to be using our Provider Center product.
Okay, I imagine people listening to this are interested and want to find out more. How can HME providers get more information about CareCredit?
Certainly. What they can do is they can go to carecredit.com and look up under provider, and that'll give them information on how they can contact us or learn more about CareCredit. Or if they wish to call, they can call 800-300-3046 and then follow the prompt, and that'll get them to one of our operators, and they'll be happy to help them with that and finding out how they can enroll with CareCredit.
All right. Well, Randy, Claude, thank you guys very much for your time.
Thank you, David. It's a pleasure being on.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Dave. Thank you too, Dave. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. My pleasure. Thanks again to Randy and Claude. And again, if you want to find out more about CareCredit, go to carecredit.com, or you can dial up 800-300-3046 and select option 5. And then also, where we're concerned, don't forget to rate and review the HME Business Podcast. And please, if you haven't already, make sure to click the subscribe button so that you get every new episode. Remember, you keep listening and we'll keep posting. And if you want to stay on top of everything that's happening in the industry, you can check out hme-business.com and subscribe to eSource, our weekly e-newsletter service there. And if you haven't done so already, make sure to subscribe to the print magazine there as well. Again, that's hme-business.com. You can also follow us on social media. We're at HME Business on both Facebook and Twitter, and I'm at Post Acute News on Twitter. Lastly, if you have any feedback, suggestions, or requests, don't be afraid to reach out to me via Twitter. Again, that's at Post Acute News, or you can hit me up via email at DKOP as in Paul, F as in Franklin, at 1105media.com. Again, that's DKOPF at 1105media.com. Thank you all very much for listening. We'll keep covering compelling HME business topics like this one. But for now, goodbye until the next HMEB podcast.